technical advisor, research and program evaluator with a number of organizations. She provides technical assistance to areas such as clinical training for family planning, reproductive health, and HIV/AIDS, and a number of other services. Presently, Dr. Maitra is a principal associate with About Associates, Inc., which is based in Bethesda office. Welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me? Okay. First of all, I'm really grateful to my colleagues who have been implementing this project for the last 5 to 6 years in Nigeria. And two of them are here in front of me, Dr. Omina and Suzanne, and my colleague, Dr. Ekmanyong. So, you know, if you have lots of questions, they are there who are actually implementing the project, and they would be happy to answer all your queries. And I'm really grateful that I'm allowed to be presenting their project on their behalf. And we all submitted the paper as a team. So I have no, you know, conflict of interest here. So this is a very, very small element of a huge health system strengthening project which is being implemented by Apt Associates with its different partners such as Mann & Daniels, Options, Axios, we earlier had JSI, and several other local partners for the last 5 to 6 years in 5 states of Nigeria, 3 in the northern states, and 2 in the south. And it's called it's parts 2 because there was another project implemented earlier called parts 1. And it's partnership for transforming health systems. So it's primarily it was envisaged, anticipated as a health system strengthening project, which later on you can see a couple of years down the road turned into a service delivery project with direct interventions within the existing health infrastructure. A key point to be remembered here is we all worked within the existing health infrastructure to provide technical assistance. It's actually absolutely a technical assistance project to improve the infrastructure, to improve the functioning, the service delivery aspect of the system strengthening. So you can see it supports the government of Nigeria to use resources efficiently and effectively to achieve the MDG goals. Now, as I said, this started as a health system strengthening project, and later on, we turned it in, it's funded by a UK government, DFID. So, you know, based on what the client wanted, it turned into more of a direct service delivery interventions due to which we had to come up with a service delivery strategy and a service delivery model that the project was kind of, you know, had a vision in their mind. And the vision, as you can see, is a very, very innovative client focus. Our main emphasis was starting with the clients, so very, very community level, client-focused, and we also had other intervention which focused on governance and the environmental factors which had direct impact on reducing the maternal and child mortality. So as I was telling you that, you know, we did direct service delivery interventions, so you can see here that over 70% of the project population, projected population in the 5 focal states, as I mentioned earlier, have been reached with direct service delivery interventions. And more than 2,000 facilities have been covered, which is almost 50% of the total health facilities in the 5 states. So we, as a group of consortium members, we tried to provide TA to more than 50% of the total health facilities. Now, as I said, you know, about the service delivery interventions, these, you know, when I mentioned about the concentric model, these are the 8 service delivery pillars, out of which 6 come from the supply side and 2 are the demand side, which is improving the health commodities, improving basic health infrastructure, human resource, because that's a, you know, it's a real, real important component that one needs to address, establishing the two-way referral system, strengthening the integrated supportive supervision, which is a critical component of the quality of care, which I will mention later on, strengthening the health management information system, increasing the health services accountability to communities, and strengthen health communication and community mobilization, which is a part of the remand side. This is overall internal within the project, the quality of improvement framework that we came up with to show how we can improve the quality of care and looking into the different components. Because as I said, this is a very, very small portion of the overall huge project that we are implementing, and it's just to see how we can improve the quality of care and what within the project people thought are the critical elements of quality of care and the components, which is we took the supportive supervision, the data. We provided a lot of technical assistance support to improving the data collection, data analysis, and how do we use the data utilization, the commodities procurement, because that was, infrastructure and strengthening credit, human resource for health, and the two-way, improving the two-way referral system. Now, I just mentioned each of them, and I won't go into detail because she'll come up with 5 minutes immediately now. So looking at human resource, what we try to do is, suppose we say, okay, human resource versus health, right? So within that, what is the project doing? Because this is the small portion we took from each of the interventions of the project. So within human resources, we saw that there are the health workers at the centers. They are trained properly. The curriculum is there for them for training. The standard operating procedures and guidelines are there. Clinical audits at the health facilities are being done, and obviously, properly monitoring them. So in each of my later on slides, you will see that we have critical elements for quality improvement. And then we will show what the results. Now, this is the overall project results. So it's a very broad in overall five states. So you can see in overall, we trained more than 5,353 in different aspects of the service delivery, whether it's, in clinical training, child health, maternal health, so on and so forth. Now, we provided commodities, so we can see over the years, there's definitely substantial improvement in drug availability within the central medical stores, and the drugs are available to meet the need of any facility in the state. Improved health commodities, you can see that if you take the reduced to expiration dates of the drugs, that goes down, that is reduced. Now, as I said, that within our quality of framework, one of the important components, as I mentioned, was reference system. And what we tried to look into was whether the admission procedures that ensure timely examination of women and children and timely referral where condition exceeded competencies of facility staff, referral focal person were there in each of the facilities, reliable transport services were available, and we saw that the two-way referral communication was functioning, and emergency transport system was available to the community. So you can see here that, there was a driver's program that was instituted, and we trained, and we saw that the transportation were improved over the five-year process. Now, another component within the quality of framework was our health monitoring information system. And you can see that during the period of the project, we did training on the health management information system tools. We built capacity for data quality assessment, for advocacy, and that resulted in improved quality data both from the public and the private facility, because the project did work also in the private sector. Major emphasis was within the existing health infrastructure, within the government system. However, there were other private facilities where the project worked in all the five states. And there has been a consistent trend in the last 5 years where we see that the data reporting has improved. And there was another important component, right, the integrated supportive supervision, which all our colleagues over here who do quality of care, that's something we all want to work on. And we did several training in this area. We can have developed simple, comprehensive tool that serves as a quality improvement checklist when you're visiting the health facilities. We facilitate the health centers to conduct the supportive supervision visits. And we came out, we worked with the existing health infrastructure to work on standard operating procedures on key MNC8 services. We introduced them within the facilities which was within the catchment area of the project, and that results of monitoring visits and recommendation were discussed with the facility staff, and it was followed up by our project staff with the facility staff on a regular visit, as well as we tried to do a joint ISS monitoring system. And you can see that right now we are happy to kind of say that we have institutionalized supportive supervision analysis, and it's now conducted without our support. That means the project staff do not need to go to the health facilities to conduct the supportive supervision. The staff themselves have been trained, are motivated to, and it's a really, really good achievement, which you can kind of relate it to quality of care, because, you know, there are many elements of quality of care, as you were presenting, Doctor, and it's hard, you know, for everybody to have 3 antenatal visits or X amount of, you know, how you monitor, and this can be taken as one of the very critical element which the project, and I'm really proud with Dr. Amina's effort, etc., that she has achieved the results by, you know. Thank you, Amina. And so, as I was saying, that this project started with health system strengthening, ended in service delivery. However, we always kept in mind that we work within the existing health infrastructure. And it's really, really not an easy task, because generally you kind of see that projects go on their own. They just fly and they start doing things on their own, because to work with the government system, it's not easy. They're not either available, the staff is not there, there's dearth of either the health workers or the, you know, other people over there, medical officers, so on and so forth. So people generally try to staff the project very well, and they start going on showing results, just showing that project is done. But here, we really try to work with the government of Nigeria, and we are proud to say that it is possible to work within the existing health infrastructure. It's how you develop your relationship. It's not an easy task, but it's doable. Interventions, of course, you know, you should align it with the government. Whatever the Ministry of Health interventions are, there were several partners the project staff had to work with, because it's not that we ourselves developed a curriculum. It had to be developed with other partners, with other donors, so on and so forth. It was a constant, you know, you need to give feedback to the government. And the COP, Mike Egbo, and Dr. Amina, they have very, very good relationship to give them a good feedback. Well, this is working, this is not working. And people like us, we just go in for a couple of days, and, you know, it's not our work, it's the work from the field that they have to give feedback. And it's also important for us to see that all the elements of interventions that we are trying to do are finally, they have the ownership, it's sustainable, and you can institutionalize. So this is not a study. This is really the work of people of Nigeria and the project staff who are implementing, and I'm really grateful and proud to stand here and present on behalf of them. Thank you.